This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Do come in. It's the Nerdist Podcast number 290. Say, if you head on over to the Nerdist channel on YouTube right now, youtube.com/Nerdist, you will see a brand new episode of All-Star Celebrity Bowling versus the Mars Curiosity Rover team. Yes, the JPL guys bowled against us. And yes, Mohawk guy Bob McFerdosi was there. We thought it'd be fun to put it up now because there's a big announcement coming up. Of course, if you're listening to this after the announcement, what a great announcement that was. Remember how shocked and awed we all were by it? So that's youtube.com/Nerdist. And please click subscribe. It helps us out a lot. I would like to thank Shutterstock.com for supporting this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. Shutterstock has over 700,000 high-quality stock video clips, 2D animations, 3D motion graphics, whatever you need. If you're a video creator, if you need for a website, advertisements, multimedia, media presentations, any type of film product, you can use Shutterstock and you get amazing assets to bring your creative projects to the next level. The level below that being that you don't have awesome video elements in there. So the next level would be, hey, I have these awesome video elements. There's also incredible customer service that if you have any problems, you can call. There's 24-hour support throughout the week. There's flexible pricing. You can choose between individual clips or video packs. Download in HD, or you can save with standard def or web formats, and a huge library of photos, vectors, icons, infographic templates, by the way, so they have that stuff too. So without any credit card, you can open an account, use Shutterstock immediately, and just kind of imagine what your next project is going to be like. And then you can save your video selections and everything you find to your clip box. Then if you decide to purchase, use the offer code Nerdist11, and then you're going to get 30% off any package. That is Shutterstock.com, and use the offer code Nerdist11. And this episode is just a big, heaping spoonful of hostful goodness. I'm glad we've been on a roll with these lately. This is a couple of weeks in a row, I think, so we're going to try to keep this action going. Oh, maybe we won't be able to do it next week. Yeah, because I'm going to be performing in Nashville and then Chicago. So, never mind. We'll try to squeeze one in, but if we don't, stop yelling at me. I love you.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Podcast. Hey, it was really good to see you tonight. We really had a good time with that. And we're rolling. Fuck you, you fat piece of shit.
I don't know why we had to say fat.
He was talking to me.
Yeah. That's what's
Chris,
funny about
you
it.
You have abs.
No.
We all have abs.
I don't.
You probably have the most muscular abs out of all of us.
Because my core is so strong?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you guys for coming. Matt, thank you for being here. I guess this wasn't a birthday party, so you were able to show up to it.
Here's exactly what happened last night.
Here we go.
What happened? I got out of the on the
you
on
know
attack of the
tell
show.
Tell the truth when the hands are hitting the table.
On Attack of the Show yesterday, we did a bit where we microwaved beef for 20 minutes. Okay? Then we took the beef out of the microwave, poured cheese on it, put bread on it, microwaved it again for another 12 minutes or so.
Did now,
you
when
eat
you say
it?
Bit,
yes.
Do you just mean like a bit of time taken up on a show?
Yeah, sure. it went with an ATN video. And then I ate it, and I felt okay. And it wasn't as bad as I thought. Sarah and Candace also ate it. Then went home about 7 o'clock, getting ready to go. Get into my Jeep.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn. Start driving the Jeep up
La
Brea.
Oh, no.
Then some stuff starts happening in my stomach. Stuff that I'm not usually familiar with. I don't get nauseous all that often.
Yeah.
But it came fast, and it came hard, and then it came out as fast.
Which one?
I didn't shit. I vomited.
You threw up?
Yeah. Yeah, so then...
And you rarely throw up.
Did you make it back home?
Very, very rarely throw up.
Yeah.
Did you make
I threw up on La Brea.
You have enough time to pull off?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, over by the Ralph's on 3rd and La Brea.
Ralph's!
Over there on that Ralph's
thing? Right next to Ralph's!
So then I turned around and went home, and then I was like, well, that's the party for me.
That's totally acceptable. I will tell you you missed astronaut Mike Massimino came to the party last night.
Bobak
brought him. Matt just got really sad.
Bill Nye. Karen Gillan.
We got...
Bobak's on the show tomorrow. I just interviewed Karen today, so I don't feel bad about those two.
Okay.
But Mike Massimino.
Mike Massimino was there.
Single-handedly fixed the Hubble telescope twice.
He is fucking awesome.
On Atlantis. He's a doctor. PhD. He has a PhD in engineering from...
But MIT. And he's also just a dude. Like you. And I was asking him...
He's a fantastic dude. I would love him to be on this podcast.
He'll come on.
Yeah, well then...
He gave me his card. He was like... He gave me his card and he said, you know, anything... Anything you want to do with, you know, just let me know. He was so nice.
He's Michael Collins, as we all know, is my favorite astronaut.
Yes.
Yep.
Mike Massimino, number two. Yeah.
Well, I was asking him about. I was like, is it when you're in orbit, is it just like being in a junkyard? And he said, yeah. He goes, it's crazy. You look down and there's just all sorts of stuff. There's like satellites that have been blown up and just like bits of debris, and you have to not get hit.
Really?
When you're out there.
Wow.
It's amazing. Matt's distraught. Distraught. Ugh,
man.
He was just in town for a day doing something.
Of course he was.
And no one sang Third Eye Blind. That was a big disappointment.
No one sang Third Eye Blind last night. That would have been Matt.
And out of all the ironic songs sang, it was a surprise that didn't get sung.
Of Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
I would have busted that out. Man.
Yeah.
I was just saying.
No. That's fine.
I was just saying that. First of all, I'm disappointed. That
I figured there would have to be a good reason.
No, there was not a great reason for me.
No,
not enjoy the reason.
But it's an acceptable reason.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, but that sucks. I'm sorry that I missed that, and I'm sorry I missed your birthday party. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My second favorite astronaut.
We were at Pins in Studio City, right behind the Jerry's Deli.
Oh, right behind the Jerry's Deli?
Right behind the Jerry's Deli. There. And I had reserved lanes, and then I never even went down to bowl. I did not even bowl.
I don't think anyone did.
There were people. There were like four lanes running. People went down to bowl, and but there was some serious karaoke action that was happening.
Yeah, it was a bit loud.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's because early on, like, I got a sweet seat. You know me, I like to just sit off to the side whenever.
Oh, we know you, buddy.
I love it.
Jonah, sweet Ray.
I love a sweet seat off to the side. If anyone wants to talk to you, they come to you. You don't go to them. It's just fucking fine. It's great. And then the karaoke started, and then it became the worst seat in the house.
Because you're right next to a speaker.
You're right next to a speaker. Luckily, I found another seat, opposite side of the room, kept on kicking.
Was that seat also sweet?
The seat was also sweet.
Nice.
The important thing is...
The prior sweet seat was unsweetened.
Oh, but then...
Then the semi-sweet earlier became super sweet. after 16 vodkas.
Sure. Are we still talking, anything after
we're still talking about sitting. I was very happy to get you to sing... Your classic go-to song, Desiree's You Gotta Be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without even looking at the lyrics.
Most of the time. And a lot of the time, the lyrics are all kind of jumbled up. Good thing.
Yeah.
Good thing I know the song by heart.
How does it start?
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Hi.
Yep.
Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be. You gotta
Bad.
Be strong.
Bold.
You
gotta,
bad,
wiser.
Wiser.
Ah.
Yeah. And then at the very end of the night, perfect end of the night song. Did we do that at the end of the night last time?
We did. No, we did Everybody Wants to Rule the World at the end.
No, but didn't we do that last time at the end?
Yes, last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect ending song. Everybody singing.
It is a great ending song.
Welcome to your life.
Was Aisha there? Because she's, no, she was she's not. Really good at karaoke.
She was really good at karaoke.
Oh, here's a picture I took for you.
Oh, is that the snap yourself picture we took?
No, that wasn't the snap yourself.
Why did I not get? Why did you text that to me? I would have been angry last night and sick.
Because we took better ones. We actually took better ones. I got these. This company called Snap Yourself that set up like a photo booth.
We're thinking about that
for
the wedding.
Oh, you should. They're great.
Yeah. No, we've seen about.
Oh, didn't we talk about putting one at Meltdown?
It's funny. Yes, you know, you always sit. You always like with something like that. You're like, who's gonna do that? That's not.
Everybody.
And then all of a sudden. You've taken like 30 pictures in weird hats.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Now everyone jump up at the same time. Now shake your head.
Yeah. And it's just that because it's cool because the pictures are so good.
They're gorgeous.
It's they have like that circular light around the lens.
Yeah.
That's diffused a bit. And then they just show it to you on like a great monitor. So you're like, everyone's gorgeous.
Snap yourself. Thank you for coming.
If you go to the Nerdist website and then look for the articles I wrote on the space shuttle launch, you'll see pictures I took of Mike Massimino. I didn't get to meet him then.
Well, here's one. Here's a picture.
He was with Elmo.
Uh oh.
What? What are you saying? Uh oh. For. Elmo's great.
It was dropped. They were dropped.
Oh, three more charges happened. Three more allegations, rather.
Today?
A third one today. Yeah.
We should probably just drop it.
But again, this is all alleged.
Probably just drop it like a payload.
It's probably like a great guy.
Drop it like a rocket booster.
Oh boy.
Let's drop it like a rocket booster.
Drop it like a rocket booster.
So on Thanksgiving, you saw penguins.
I did. We went to
on Thanksgiving.
We went to Santa Barbara.
Open?
No, it was actually closed on Thanksgiving on my birthday on Friday. Yep. My birthday.
That's right.
We went to Santa Barbara, and
Barbara.
And then Chloe's like, "What do you want to do? We can do anything you want to do." I'm like, "Let's go to the zoo." The Santa Barbara Zoo is awesome. It's not a big zoo, but it's very well. It just sort of fits. I think the greatest zoo I've ever been to is probably the Desert Museum in Tucson,
because
It basically it just sits in the desert. It's like it's part of the environment.
Yeah,
and all the animals are indigenous to the area, and so it's just a really cool. But the Santa Barbara Zoo does a very similar thing where it just kind of feels like you're in the hills of Santa Barbara, and oh hey, there's some giraffes in that pen.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's very clean, and it was very well. The animals seemed well taken care of. And now I want to get a fennec fox.
Oh, they're adorable.
I don't know that you could.
You can get them as pets.
This sounds dangerous.
In some states, you have to get a license, but you can get fennec foxes as pets.
Because there's some animals, it seems that you can't get a sugar glider.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you've seen
a sugar slider is when someone comes on diarrhea.
No. It's when Jonah gets to the semi-sweet
and then
seat.
Puts it in your butt.
Sugar slider. It's just like three of them
like
in an order.
Yeah.
And they're just, it looks like a miniature
and then
puff
they just kind of like gently push your butt cheeks together so it looks like a little a slider made of sugar.
I just want to know what the fuck Kyle's writing right now.
He's writing his,
not useful.
Writing his screenplay. Like last night for Matt. Did the girls get sick?
No. So
Store's not starting to check out.
No, it's legit.
They're silent.
Samples?
Here's the thing. It was a pile of beef. And I had a piece from the other edge of it that may or may not have been cooked correctly.
Oh Jesus. Mm. You're lucky you're okay today.
I'll tell you what, I had to lay down before the show. I was not feeling good today either.
God damn it.
But at least it didn't also result in diarrhea.
That's true.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the diarrhea than the throw-em-ups.
No, because I feel like the throw-em-ups, you get it out of the way.
Yeah, diarrhea is like a fucking full-day process.
Yeah, but with the throw-em-ups, your head's in a toilet, and you feel like you want to die like every time you retch, and it just the sight of what you're doing makes you throw up more, and there's spitting involved.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like food poisoning, because, I mean, I had food poisoning not that long ago.
Food poisoning, it just so comes out of your eyes. It comes out of everywhere to just get out of your system.
Pores you didn't know you had. Just, things just pouring out. So that was your Thanksgiving. Jonah, what was your Thanksgiving like?
Deanna and I went up to Ojai to our friend's place.
Ojai.
And it was great because it was someone else's family. And there was all that stress. And we had nothing to do with it. It was very freeing. Mm. To be near it, to be reminded that family Thanksgivings are horrible things, and they're just full of a bunch of yelling and.
We did the hotel we were staying at had this massive Thanksgiving buffet serving that was awesome. So there was none of that pressure. So it was my mom came up just for the day, and so we had Thanksgiving with her. And it was great. It was great because we didn't have, there was none of the, who's got the stuffing? What is it? You know, like,
exactly.
Not too much pre-dinner hangout.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's the worst
time. The idle time. The idle chit-chat. Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Dude, yeah. It's not even that. It's just like the, you're trying not to eat because you know you're going to eat a lot, but you're still hungry. And there's stuff to snack on. So you start snacking, and then you end up eating probably five times as much as you normally would.
Well, yeah, I did it. I did it right this year, I think, as far as how much I ate, because I was super, super full at the end of the night. And then, and by the end of the night, I mean like 6 o'clock, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And then I didn't eat again until I woke up in the morning.
Oh, that's cool.
I woke up starving.
Yeah.
But I was super full all night.
Yeah, it was fun though. We everyone was around and there was a bunch of kids and yelling and stuff like that. And then we went to this other, like, you know, house on the property that where we were, and we just watched Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram.
Yeah, it was like projected on a big screen.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was good, and then we drove back home and it was nice. It was
you know that Thanksgiving is not going well when people start asking when the turkey's done. Is turkey done?
Yeah.
Is turkey almost done?
But that's my favorite Thanksgiving bit. What's the story on this turkey here? Is that we're at a gobble-gobble one.
Jonah stands by the stove just to say that.
What's the story on this bird? What's the story on the bird? What's the story on the bird?
Let me ask you this. Your seat at Thanksgiving, super sweet?
Super sweet seat, off to the side,
yes!
Me and Deanna, and then also, like, it was just going to be us, but then, for some reason, Dana decided to sit with us and not the family. This is great.
Was it Dana's family?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was Sue's family.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it was funny.
Santa Barbara, really nice. It's half, like, it's interesting. This is, like, an interesting mashup of, you know, there's sort of, like, some obnoxious college people. Just a few. I'm not saying all college people are obnoxious.
Thanksgiving, so
I'm not saying all college people are obnoxious, but just like an obnoxious sect of like, fuck yeah, you know, bros, broheims.
Yeah, and then Santa Barbara.
And then really old people who.
What do they call that? Mid-coast? What do they call that? Mid-coast.
That's almost Central Coast.
Central Coast?
Yeah.
What,
it's
like, what's
beautiful. I'd never
like
been
Port,
until.
Or not, what's it?
Holy shit.
Morro Beach? What?
We had the fucking best dessert I've ever had. In my life, we went to a place called Woodstock's Pizza in Isla Vista, and Woodstock, the pizza was good, but fucking imagine if a cinnamon roll went through a transporter with a pizza, and the transporter didn't know how to deal with two different sets of pizza DNA, so it spliced them together into one unholy creation.
Ew, like that episode where Neelix and Tuvok get spliced into one creature?
Sort of.
Oh,
but
man.
It basically was an apple cinnamon roll pizza. So it was apple cinnamon roll was all of the garnish.
Sounds good.
And then the pizza was just this, the crust was the fluffiest, warmest, softest.
Wasn't there something like that on the menu of that place we went to in Colorado?
Remember
that place?
Yeah,
they had like they had some
pizza.
Sweet pizzas.
Oh, what was that
too?
Called?
Yeah. You would look it up. But it had the honey.
Bojangles.
No, not Bojangles. No. That's a chicken place.
Bujolis.
Buck turds.
It's a B. It might even be like Bo's or something like that.
Bo's.
Joe Bo's.
Bojo's.
Yeah.
Oh, as a team,
we really did it.
We can accomplish anything as long as it's remembering a restaurant's name.
But that was like, remember they had the crust that you could take off and then fucking dip in the honey?
Ah, delicious.
God damn it. That trip.
We
had a lot of food on that trip.
A filling
that was Boulder, yeah?
That was when we did Boulder and then...
That's when Matt sang Third Eye Blind in the car.
That's right.
Oh, Denver to Boulder.
The video of that is on youtube.com/nerds.
Yeah, get in it where you can.
Do whatever ones you want to do. Seven after you. So adorable.
It's funny because like when I was getting something out of the back of my car and in the corner I saw the hat, the beanie. I was like, I should bring it.
The place we went to in LA for Thanksgiving had a whole room that was just full of dessert. It was a dessert room.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was very cool. It was a buffet too. I ran into Jimmy Pardo there and Dan.
Oh, how was that guy? Was there turkey? Am I pronouncing that correctly? Turkey? Is that turkey?
He's getting ready for the
sir, I don't like you. I don't like you, sir. I'm not a fan.
No, Jimmy.
I don't like the turkey. I'm not a fan.
Amara, I don't get it. No, that's like the thing when he doesn't understand why someone's popular.
No, I know. You said it like he said it to you.
What?
What?
No. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
I love you.
Up, not down.
What's up?
Higher, not lower.
Oh, I don't understand.
Positivity.
So Mike Massimino, huh?
Mike Massimino.
God damn it.
I watched the movie Save the Date, starring Alison Brie. And Lizzie Kaplan.
Yep.
And everyone, all the guys just stop listening to this podcast to go and look up that movie. It's written by Jeffrey Brown, who is one of my favorite comic book artists. He did Every Girl's the End of the World to Me, Any Easy Intimacy, Clumsy.
Drew those, or he was a writer?
No, they're very like crudely drawn, like biographical comics. Okay. I think I've told you about it a long time ago. You'd really like
him. O'Malley, yeah, like the Scott Pilgrim guy. He draws it,
Guy just draws, like, they're just like shaky little, you know, might as well be stick figures. But like the stories and the jokes and everything are there. Great stuff. I've been reading it for a long time. He just did that book, the Luke, Little Skywalker, Darth Vader.
Right.
That's his book. He did that. But these are his more autobiographical ones. So he wrote this movie, and it's got Martin Starr in it as well. And then the guy who was the singer in Scott Pilgrim.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's great in this movie. And it's on demand right now, and it's actually it's good.
I demand to save the date.
So I saw that, and it's on demand for pay-per-view. And it's it's one of those weird kind of movies where there's so many movies made for like our age bracket right now, or what's going on. Like, 'cause it's just like this one girl can't commit to this guy that she's moving in with, and the other one's like getting married to her long-term boyfriend, and they're having trouble. Kind of, you know, the wedding planning is starting to tear them apart. 5-year engagement, like same age bracket. There's all these, you know, movies that are coming out, which is just about like late 20s or.
But you recommend it.
I'll recommend it because I want it to do well because I want to see what else Jeffrey Brown can get into.
Okay.
Yes. So I'll recommend that.
I saw Skyfall for the third time on Christmas Day, on Thanksgiving Day.
Skyfall!
With Blair Butler. We went to
Skiffle
and saw the Skyfall again. It's so good. I don't know. Have you seen it yet?
Not yet. I haven't had time to see it.
I saw it. I liked it. I mean, I've never really seen many others. We talked about it the other day.
It's so good.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Third time around, I noticed a bunch of awesome homages and stuff that I missed the first two times. I'm going to go see it tomorrow in IMAX.
We had a big we talked about it a lot. I did Who Charted, which is a fucking super fun podcast.
Great podcast.
Harold Kramer and Kulop. And
Harold Kramer?
Harold Kramer. I almost said Harold and Kumar.
Howard
Kramer, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, who some people may know from the Pie video. He raps in the middle of the Hard and Firm Pie video. One of the funniest fucking people.
You live by the grove, you die by the grove.
You won't sass me like that when I can summon wolves.
Country music and hip hop are basically the same thing. It's uneducated people talking about what happened to them that day.
And then,
except with rapping, they brag more. I woke up this morning. You can't wake up like me. I wake up like 10 motherfuckers.
Gold sheets, Gucci pillows.
We talked about. But the Skyfall song is. It just sounds like someone said, here's a bunch of Bond music. Adele, here's a rhyming dictionary, and here are a bunch of words that rhyme with fall. Like, it
sounds
just,
like that, but then when you watch the movie, you realize that it all makes sense with the plot. The song. And I've listened to that song. Actually, that right now is my current treadmill song. I will listen to that on the treadmill. Sounds like it's crazy, right?
So you only run for 5 minutes on the treadmill?
No, I listen to it 4 times.
Okay.
I run for 20 minutes.
Sure.
At about 5.5.
That's an interesting idea. See, I go for the shuffle.
No.
We're not never knowing, like, oh, what song am I going to get? It's a journey that
sometimes
I'm taking on the treadmill.
It breaks your stride if you get a song that's like not the right tempo.
Nah, you got to put on an album.
Then you should listen to
an
Ain't Nothing Gonna Break My Stride by Matthew Wilder over and over.
Every morning.
Okay.
Yeah. I think listen to an album that you know is pretty consistent, tempo wise.
Yeah, that works too. That works too. But I feel like I'm getting, you know, I just like it when it gets really big. That part of that song,
epic, and you're just running
faster,
in slow motion.
And then I'm gonna save M. All right.
I almost made a joke, but then that would be a spoiler.
Yes.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert!
You fuckers! You fucking asshole! How dare you! How dare you have casual conversations about the things you like and what happened?
So please file this under Chris Hardwick just likes to name drop. But
that already happened like a few times.
I know.
Bill Nye the Science Guy, Nathan Fillion. These are all my friends that are celebrities.
Fillion gave me a Firefly keychain for my birthday.
It seems like something he probably got for free.
Yeah, but the fact that he gave it to me makes it, I don't give a fuck where it came from.
I don't know.
And Chloe was like, I should probably have that. I'm like, no.
Seems pretty free to me. I don't know.
I don't care if it's free or not.
You're going to let her have it like a straight up chump?
No.
Is that what you're going to do? You're going to let the pussy rule your life?
Jonah.
You dumb wait, piece of shit.
That's it's pussy talking Jonah in there hiding behind Jonah?
Nah.
That's the test.
Nah, pussy talking Jonah.
Nah, man. I ain't got on the air like that. You make the pussy seem like you got control. You're the one in control.
All right. It's like,
so did she put it on her house key or what?
She
like,
will.
What key did she put it on?
I like the idea of like a lion tamer going in who's very uncomfortable with pussy. All right. Pussy, down.
Down, pussy.
Pussy, stay there. I'll hold this chair up at you. Have at you. Mm-hmm.
Have at you.
Down, pussy.
Put up your dukes, pussy.
Pussy. Now, pussy. All right, good. I think we said pussy
beautiful.
More times.
So I heard Bill Nye had a bike helmet.
Yes. Yeah, he rode his bike to the party.
Bike there?
Rode his bike to the party.
I thought he lived in Pasadena. That would be a very long ride.
And then drama, he lost his money clip for a minute, but then someone found it.
Oh, good. I just made the switch to money clip.
Do you like it? You a clip guy?
I ordered it on the internet. It hasn't arrived yet. It's got to come through customs.
Soon enough, he will also have a pocket watch.
Oh, that would be great.
You love old-timey shit.
Oh, man. Well, James Bond uses the money clip. I'm like, I should probably do that, too.
Yep.
I'm very easily influenced by James Bond.
By James Bond.
You know he's not real.
Look at these shoes, you guys. These are James Bond shoes.
Oh, sure are. Yeah. Is there a knife in there?
Pretty cool. Yeah, just step on the heel and then a knife comes out. What was her name?
M.
No.
Q.
From Russia with Love. She was. I guess she was like number three. Does anyone know?
If you don't know, no one else in this room is going
to
know.
Actually, do you want to know my favorite James Bond movie is Spy Hard.
Spy Hard. I watched that the other night. Spy Hard's a lot of fun. Andy Griffith is the bad guy.
Yeah. The nicest man.
We were talking. We ran into Brett Gelman in the lobby because he was on attack today.
Yeah, I know. I interviewed him.
And we were talking about. Well, all right. And then
can you both put your fucking dicks away?
How about now?
Should have Brett Gelman on the show.
Yep, we should. I asked him to come on.
That's a shame. We can tell stories about how him and John Daly said they would stay with me for about a week, and 2 months it turned out they stayed on my couch, both of them.
That's
awesome.
And then broke a frame.
That's very Bennigan's.
You Bennigan's. Yeah, then broke a frame, and then apologized by writing a rap on a large novelty gift card.
What was the rap?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You gotta be bad. You gotta be
good. They're good guys. Brett's great.
He's fantastic.
What's fun now is telling people when they come off attack, I don't know what you did out there, but they've decided to cancel the whole network. Not just the show. Network.
I have heard that they do not have any programming to replace us until at least March.
That sounds about right.
So it sounds like a big hole that they cannot sell anything to advertisers. But whatever.
I think it's just that they haven't. They're going to be swapping out the sets, rebuilding.
I don't think they're shooting anything here. This way inside baseball, we don't even bother with that. But anyway,
They're just going to put up a screen cap that says "Pardon our dust," and it's like a puppy with a hammer in its mouth, and then a pile of wood. In the background for two or three months.
That's what you see when you close your eyes at night, isn't it?
Meow, 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 meow.
What song were we doing last night? It was Hannah Hart, and she was...
You and Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks was not at the party. What was the song? Basically, we were just taking lyrics. We were just putting meow, meow into everything. Can't remember what the song was.
Meow, meow.
Makes us a bad story. This is a really bad story.
That just reminded me of the end of
meow 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 meow.
The end of
meow 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 meow.
And Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara are
meow.
Recording their dog song.
Meow or
oh,
meow.
Yeah.
Bow wow.
Bow wow. Bow wow. My friend Annie in Dry Drag, like the first single they put out from that album, she ends the song by just meowing along to the lead guitar. Meow, 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 meow.
Isn't that what Jack Black does with Tenacious D all the time?
Not really.
Oh, that's another movie I watched. Bernie.
Oh, did you see
the Richard Linklater? It's great. It's really cool the way it's done, and they interview a bunch of people it's like a kind of a like a nice like a card for Texas, even though it involves murder and embezzling.
Did you watch that on demand?
I watched it on demand.
Man, this
it's
Jonah.
A great resource for
Jonah
watching
is
entertainment.
On top of on demand.
I'm checking that thing every day for new
Jonah
stuff
on demand.
Out.
Every
I watched Paranorman, which was delightful.
I liked Paranorman a lot. Yeah,
but
I saw it at
like
the Highland
it
Theater.
As much as a certain Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie was one of the best things that came out this year.
Because it was about a wiener dog.
Well, no, no, it was just really, it was just good.
At the Catherine Haunted Mansion, they put have Frankenweenie's grave.
They put Sparky in there.
No! Oh, I'm gonna see how long.
Yeah.
Frankenweenie.
I went to Disneyland on Wednesday. The day before Thanksgiving.
Crazy crowded?
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible, but it was...
You sound like an executive.
Yeah, it wasn't,
I don't
you know,
love
I wouldn't
it.
Discourage people from going, but I wouldn't exactly
I
go.
Didn't hate your pilot. I didn't hate it.
We don't love it.
I don't know. Did you see it? No.
We're just looking for a different demographic.
We're going to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
Which direction? Away from you.
Blacker.
Away from this.
Blacker.
Yeah. Ben Blacker.
Ben Blacker.
Ben Blacker.
Ben Blacker.
Bye, Nick.
Bye, Nick.
Bye. What a Mark Twain's thing. Never been on that. The Mark Twain riverboat. I'd never.
Oh, you've never been on the riverboat?
Have you been on the riverboat?
Yeah, I've been on the riverboat.
It's like one of those. I've never been to Tom Sawyer's Island either. Have you been there? I've not been.
Yeah.
You really?
No.
There's not that much to do there. It's just sort of like you just kind of run around it and then you're like, well, I want to be on the other side again.
When you're a kid, I remember me and my friend went once to the one in Disney World.
Uh-huh.
And like we just met up with a bunch of other kids and just started playing tag.
Within. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I know. It was fucking great.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's kind of a neat place. You could just send your kids over there and then just go get drunk.
Kids, man on the island.
Yeah.
I think there was this old urban legend that in the like years ago that the Tom Sawyer Island was so overrun with rats that they threw a cat over there to take care of. They came back the next day and the cat was just ripped to shreds.
Oh my god, that would be crazy.
Sounds terrible.
Is it true?
I can't stop thinking about the viral video. Of the Brazilian ghost elevator.
Oh, we did that on a
fucking amazing.
Today.
Yeah, I need to see that.
So funny. And I don't know if you've watched.
No spoilers.
I'll spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
You can spoil it. It's because it's all about their reactions.
I'm not going
to. My reaction to spoilers are a lot like my reaction to spoiled milk. Not good. Moving on.
I don't know how many episodes of the Silvio Santos show you guys have seen.
Now, spoiled milk, do you mean like it gets everything at once and it doesn't really appreciate the value of anything?
Let me cry over that.
Okay, I didn't spill it. Nice. What was the Pedro Almodovar?
The Silvio Santos show, which is the show that the elevator prank is on. They've done other pranks before.
Sure.
They're enjoyable. But if you watch them, they all end, the very last pranked person, they all end in slow motion. It's very strange.
It is interesting.
Plus they have one of the best wipes I've ever seen in my life.
It's the best, like, it's the best non-lethal, like, in other words... As opposed to just like, oh, someone gets on an elevator and then they think the elevator's going to fall to, they're going to fall to their death. Yeah. Those I'm not on board with because you're basically just threatening, like someone thinks their life is in danger and that's fucking not cool. But this is totally harmless.
Well, they didn't show you the people that died of heart attacks.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
That's the thing.
Okay, it's harmless if you don't have a weak heart. But basically, people were there for a job interview and they get on an elevator and then the lights flicker and then the lights go out and then you see in night vision... This creepy little girl crawls out of a panel and just stands in the elevator, and then the lights go zzz, and the lights are back on, and there's just this like it's just this ring girl standing there with a doll, and then she's just there, and the lights come back on, and people are like they freeze for a second, and then she just turns slowly, looks at them, and just goes, and then the people like it's the fucking, and then the lights flicker again, and then she quickly disappears into the panel, and then they come back on, and she's gone.
Yeah,
we did that.
How much shit and piss do they have to clean up?
It's insane. It looks like it would be the most terrifying thing, and I'm surprised that no one took a swing at the little girl. Like, I'm surprised. Although, I mean, if you really think it's a ghost, you can't hit him anyway.
Exactly. Like,
One time, I was making out with this girl, and then she started, like, to, like, her
tell
eyes...
Like, tell it like Pussy Talking Jonah.
No.
I believe the ghost part of this more.
I was making out with this girl, and all of a sudden her eyes darted open, and she like started just like shaking and like moving in weird ways. And I was like, "What's What's happening?
And then you realize you're making out with Turbo from Election Breaking.
I get out of the bed, and like she's like kind of like just eyes locked and just like scrunching up.
Was she having a seizure?
I turn on the lights and I'm like screaming, going, "What's wrong? What's happening?" I expected her to just start going up the side of the wall and on the ceiling, like in Nightmare on Elm Street. And I'm screaming at her, thinking that she's possessed. And then she just goes, "Shit, I'm sorry." I was like, "What was that?" And she's like, "I was having a seizure."
Oh no!
Yeah. And then what I said, I was like, "So I'm that good, huh?"
Suck.
Should I grab your tongue with my tongue?
Person. You're a bad person. Oh my God, you're a bad human being. No good person would say such a thing.
That is bad advice.
That is, halfway through your story, yeah, at first I didn't, I was like, oh, she's fucking with, it's that.
No. There was another mishap around the same time, same like apartment in Hollywood where I was, making out with a girl on my couch.
Holly Weird's more like.
Right. I was making out with a girl on my couch, and I have this move, you know, like, because I'm a big guy, I have this move where, like, you know, making out on the couch, I bring them over so they're on top of me.
Yeah.
You know, and then
your
from there.
In position.
Nope. Oh. From there, I can stand up and carry them. And then, like, we make out on our way to the bedroom.
Yeah.
I was doing that with a girl, and it seemed to, like, you know, she seemed impressed. Big guy, I'm strong. Showing her how strong I am. And then I forgot that before she got over there, I was vacuuming and I moved the coffee table a little to the side. And I move forward and I just fucking fall on top of her. I trip over the coffee table and land on top of this little girl. And
Little girl, Jonah.
Well, no, compared to,
compared to my age.
This poor girl.
12 is young.
She was my age, just in case anyone's being fucking weird with their thoughts.
Elmo? Am I right?
We fall down on top of her. I fall down on top of her. And then I just like, I go, whoa, that was crazy. And then I try to start kissing her again. she's like, get up. And I was like, oh yeah. Are you okay? She's like, my tailbone really hurts. I'm like, I think I'm fine. And I stand up and I collapse because I had twisted my foot. And like, she's like, are you okay? I was like, I'm just joking around, off to the bed. And then she's like, I think I'm going to go home.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was limping for like 3 weeks.
Did you ever
after
talk
that.
To her again?
No, I don't know where she went. I don't even remember her name.
She's here.
Hey!
You ruined me.
Yeah,
there's a.
I remember she had a lazy eye.
Oh,
yeah. Jonah.
After the fall,
so it wouldn't get off the couch. Get off the couch,
yeah,
eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at him.
The
singing for the fences. That, the lazy eye girl.
People can't help it. All right.
Girl can't help it.
It's very insulting to think that thing can make someone ugly to you.
What are you talking about?
It's really insulting.
I mean, not ugly, just weird looking.
Yeah?
Oh, you guys.
Why don't you look in the mirror?
What's happening?
And then make sure your eyes.
You have a lazy face.
Ah! And then you're like, I have a lazy eye. You kill yourself.
You mean body.
That's how dedicated he is to hating lazy eyes.
Of course I would kill myself.
It's not a lazy eye. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Our friend Paul has one.
God, fucking kidding.
It's not. It's not. Listen. Don't think of it as a lazy eye. It's just you have one really peppy eye.
Yeah.
This one eye's a show-off. This one's how it really should be.
Damn your eyes.
Well, too late.
The Dave Clark, my man.
God damn it. There was a... I don't know what... I guess it was when you said like you still try to make out with her after this mishap.
Yeah.
Chloe and I watched Edward Penis Hands. Because it's a classic.
Do you really need to spice up the love life after a year and a half?
No,
is it really
no,
a thing
no, no.
you need to?
Well, no. They just moved into the house. It might be weird.
No. This was just for fun. Because it's, as I always remembered, as like, oh, Edward Penis Hands. I remember hearing about, like, that was like one of the big first film parodies.
Yeah.
Porn parodies. And I don't remember, I really don't remember what it was. Like, wait, did he have dick fingers? What? It basically is two giant dicks up for hands. And, but there's a scene where. There's an actor, and it's so funny that they didn't cut, they didn't do another take, but he's sitting at the table just kind of looking, you know, at this lady, very comely, and then he just burps, and then his cover is, he just goes, excuse me. Like, he tries to make the excuse me sexy. And, like, great. They just left it in.
Chris, I got news for you. I have a copy of the script. It's in here.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's I love that. That's a weird trait, I think, of, like, people that don't want to seem uncool or, like, anything they did wasn't intentional. Like the kind of guy who trips and is convinced that something was there.
Yeah.
Or I've seen a guy like fumble change and drop like $1.25 or so in change and then just didn't want to admit to himself that he dropped it and just walked away from it. He walked away from the whole situation.
I like to call that overacting tired of, because it's on the spot of every commercial where they're like, tired of blah, blah, blah. And it's someone trying to, tired of toast. And it's someone like picks up toast and it crumbles in their hands because they're fucking idiots. Whoa, I don't know. Know how things work.
I love the way those people cut tomatoes.
In the old days, how did anybody cut a tomato?
There's got to be a better way.
This one exploded.
Miracle Blade 3.
Yeah.
But it's a bag hutch.
No shit. but I hate that kind of guy that just he drops something too important to go and pick it up for himself.
Yep.
Too important or too rich. I mean, either way.
By the way, you don't watch Edward Penishands because it's sexy.
Wait, did I jerk off?
You watch it for the articles.
Guys.
There's a lot of really... There was an interview with Norman Mailer.
What? Norman Mailer wrote Moonfire, which is a great book.
I did 20 Questions for Playboy. It's coming out in February.
Oh, nice.
That was really
did you see? There's a documentary out right now all about...
did you make John Mayer look like a douchebag too?
What? No. Oh, God, I don't know what they're going to do to me. It seemed like it was a totally fine. Like, they were super nice.
That's cool.
We did a photo shoot underwater.
What were your dislikes?
My turn-ons were Harleys and tattoos, and my turn-offs were mean people.
Mean people suck.
I go mean people and hairy backs. That's why I hate myself.
Mean people and cancer. Sorry, cancer.
Sorry, cancer.
Turn-ons, cancers. Turn-off, cancer.
Oh, I like that.
You just took it to a new level.
I do like that. I hate when I do that. That's funny.
I will explain with my words.
It's a thing that happens after you are in the sort of comedy world so long that your natural inclination to laugh sort of goes away, and you need to tell people that something is funny instead of showing it by laughing.
No, because
like if you're writing something with, like, if you're in a writer's room, you know.
Oh, you just go, that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, it's just that kind of thing that happens.
Put it in. But the thing is, there's other people. There's another type of person that does that. I think actually, it's brought up on Louis C.K.'s Hilarious, where he's like the type of person that goes like, that's hilarious, or like, or the type of person like, I remember I would hear that a lot when I was working at the Rudy's, like the barbershop. I was a receptionist at the barbershop, and
what?
Yeah, at the Downtown Standard. I was a receptionist at the barbershop.
I didn't know that
when I was living downtown. Yeah.
Did you get them promoted and became Don Draper's wife?
Oh, that'd be great.
I didn't know you were the receptionist at Rudy's.
Yeah, it was I left that job to write.
To not have to work in a barbershop anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was in the Standard Hotel downtown, so it was
swank.
Kind of fun, you know, and it wasn't like it was, you know.
And that was before Susan Sarandon's Ping Pong Club.
That's true. But yeah, I worked there, and then I took off 2 weeks to write on a pilot for G4 with Paul Bonanno, in conjunction with Machinima, and then that right at the end of that, I actually freelanced for X-Play for a couple weeks.
And then you worked on Super News.
And then like that's when I took the interview for Super News.
And then I was like, you should come right on Web Soup.
No. Then I was Super News. I was there until I left.
Rotten Tomatoes.
And then I went to Infomania for a second, and then to Rotten Tomatoes to get that show started. And then that's when I
give that story 47%.
Hey, I give it a 4 out of 5.
It's not really a story. It's just a sequence of events. A story has a beginning, middle, and end. And life is not a story because it's still happening.
Let's be honest. Your career.
And I was like, Joni, you have to come work on Web Soup.
And then, you weren't at what?
And then G4 went away.
What are you talking about?
I haven't worked for G4 for a long time.
People still ask me when Web Soup's coming back. I think they must be kidding.
People still assume that I work. Like, they just go, like, it's like, oh, I can't. It's like, I'm sorry, Attack of the Show's going away, Jonah Ray. And I go, it doesn't make a difference to me.
I just say
it makes a difference to my friend, so therefore it makes a difference to me.
I'm still too busy with the 9th season of Shipmates to worry about Web Soup.
Oh, 9. Huh? They picked you up for the back 13?
Yep. The back 13.
26 episodes. Yeah, that's what they do sometimes. Anyway, guys, it's been fun. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
Oh. But I mean, where are you going right now?
Mike Massimino.
Mike Massimino. You'll get to meet him.
Yeah,
Mike Massimino sounds like the cool kid. And
he's fucking awesome.
No, I'm not talking about the
he
real...
He is the cool kid. He's the, he went to space,
you
Jonah.
You are stepping it now,
yeah,
Jonah.
Never mind.
Oh, we're going to be best
Far
friends.
Be it for me to try and make a joke.
Especially you.
Tired of having your jokes stomped by excitable friends? So anyway, I... What is happening? There's got to be a better way.
I love Star Trek.
What's happening?
I was trampling on a joke.
Oh. I love Star Trek. Star Trek, Jonathan Frakes.
Oh, he's great. Can't wait.
Frakes.
This is great.
I guess he just directed a Castle episode, too.
Yeah, he just did a Castle episode that takes place at a sci-fi convention.
Fucking awesome. We got Frakes is one of the last holdouts that hasn't done the podcast yet.
I'll see what I can do.
Can you put in a word?
Yeah.
Can you put in a Frake
there,
or two?
Lamar is going to probably be
Is there like, just one Frake? Two Frakes.
One
Frake.
He equals a Frakes. It's like two a flock of seagulls. The band.
What's happening? Moped.
Right,
it's a moped.
I was just waiting for you guys to be done talking about that stuff.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I have nothing to contribute, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to just make fun of it.
Story of my life.
It's kind of old. I think I tapped out on that stuff.
Ah, tap out. Let's get some t-shirts.
We'll get you a tap out t-shirt.
Thanks for your association, fellas.
What other things can we do? Say more words, Jonah. Say more words.
Here, I'll play the association.
Association? YMCA.
Philatrable pistachios.
What?
They did a pistachio commercial.
Wow.
That's how they opened.
When?
It's currently right.
Did you eat all the paint chips?
Well, you know, 87.
The association.
I know.
One of the better, that was one of the better,
bands?
No.
60s. Music?
That was one of the better 60s
guitars.
That
was one of the better montages.
Tony Danza montage.
Breaking Bad. It was one of my favorite montages in Breaking Bad.
Speaking of 1860s.
Yes.
Anybody see Lincoln?
Lincoln. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Saw Hitchcock.
Oh, how was that? Jonah doesn't recommend. Wait for it on demand. Is that what you're saying?
It's nothing you have to run out.
Don't run out. Don't run out, everybody.
Don't run out.
Isn't going to a movie kind of on demand, just in another building?
No, because you have to wait for the time they're playing.
I mean,
and then you also have to just go.
There,
I mean, like, you can't just say,
drive,
hey,
gonna,
hey,
gonna
theater,
traffic,
hello, ring, ring, ring. Hey, excuse me,
like
Arclight
say,
Hollywood,
can
you
just
start the
playing
when I
this
get
movie?
There?
I'll be
and
right
then you
there,
go
start
there, and then they get the popcorn,
and
then
you get the soda popping, and sometimes they're playing previews at a time when you're like, this movie just started 12 minutes ago.
Arclight Hollywood.
And then the guy's got a same thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Crapples in Stereo.
I love that band.
Apples and Stereo is a good band.
Yeah, good band. Velocity of Sound. That's the name, right? It's a great album.
Jonah Radio, everybody.
Jonah Radio.
It's Jonah Ray Radio out in the South. It's always the Southland. Out in the Southland.
Southland. I do want to thank all the Jonah racists out there for listening up and supporting the show.
Wait, we're not going Jonah Rapist anymore?
Don't say that word anymore!
Can't we say Jonah Rapist?
Don't say the even the
I
word makes
am
people mad.
Understand?
It doesn't
that, like,
even
yelling.
Matter.
Hey,
if
Chris,
you're...
when you hate on that word, you're making Jonah Rapist.
Stop.
And when you're making Jonah Rapist, you're
don't
pissing off all the Jonah Rapists out there.
Don't do it. Do people don't even understand
man,
the wordplay behind it? They get mad at me.
So, man, you have a. What do you have? You seem kind of bugged. Like you have a Jonah racist on your
sorry,
back.
I just. I try to. I want to explain. Like it's not a joke about that being funny.
Oh, no,
it's wordplay.
It's spelled differently unless it's on a document.
Now it's going to be a debate. This podcast is always 1 second away from turning into a fucking debate on the comment threads about what someone's mad about.
I love Chris. Chris Hardwick.
I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I don't mean
Dirk the Dirk.
Yeah, the 300-pound gorilla. There he is.
Yeah, but King Tutankhamun and fucking Ripper Draker. John Wilkes Booth.
We always used to make up, my friend Scott Grimes and I always used to make up a fake.
Grimy? Good old Grimy.
Yeah, Grimy. What am I, Kerba Kabuka over here?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like.
It's like Burka Durka went to Durka Burka and got a Burka Durka Durka.
Monica Lewinsky.
Babe. There it is.
It's from Los Angeles, the Dennis Miller Show.
I used to love the Dennis Miller Show.
Remember when Bob and Dave were on together?
Yeah.
Remember he was playing pool with the earth?
Yeah.
Balls?
Yeah.
I met him at the Video Music Awards in 1995. I was doing stuff for the VMAs, and he was hosting that year, and Rick Overton was there writing for him.
Oh, wow.
And Dennis was just not a nice guy.
Really?
Just super, like...
I don't buy that.
Yeah.
He seems like a genuinely good individual.
He was not nice to me. There was just this general sense of, like, everyone else is fucking stupid, kind of, and that's just how... He sort of addressed everyone. It was because the Hole was rehearsing before, and Courtney was very eager to start the rehearsal, but the guitars hadn't been hooked up yet. She was like, just start it! And then Eric, what's his name? Eric in Hole.
Oh.
Erlinson or something? Yeah. Eric Erlinson. He was basically like trying to say like, well, Courtney, the guitar's unhooked up, and she's like, shut up, Eric, you don't even know how to play a guitar.
Oh, Jesus.
She
just
gave...
to the empty theater. Anyway, so I was telling the story to Rick Overton, and then Dennis is like, well, her thing's fucking working. I mean, you're sitting there talking about her already. Like, he fucking got mad at me for relaying the story for Rick Overton. I'm like, okay, I won't talk
her
anymore.
Her thing's working. That's your thing, babe.
It all comes back.
Do you have that on your phone?
But
or did you pull it up on?
No, it's on my phone. Tears for Fears is one of my favorite bands from the 80s and early 90s. Of course, Roland and Kurt split. But I thought Sowing the Seeds of Love was a pretty fun album. Also, in Real Genius. This is the fun one. This is the fun one. I have the we do this thing on Talking Dead where in the commercials for Walking Dead, we do a hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, you know, Team Prison was the hashtag or whatever. And but I have no idea or control over when the hashtag piece runs. And it ran before a particularly disturbing scene.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of times it just comes out of a very tense scene. And so people who are very emotionally invested in the show are feeling the empathetic emotions for what's happening in the show. And then my fucking stupid face comes out like, hey, everybody, it's the hashtag for the week. Isn't everything silly? But literally people respond to me like this. What the fuck are you doing putting your hashtag thing? But we're like,
you.
Like I.
You are the one.
Thank you for thinking I have control over how the network.
There was one time where you actually, like there was... I mean, it was kind of obvious that she was going to die, but you like you came out of it. You're like, well, it looks like she's dead.
Did I?
Like, yeah, there was like kind of a spoilery.
I have no control over
I know, but that's what's so funny about it.
But people just, they come at me about it. Yeah. Like,
come at me?
They come at me. They
come at me, bro.
They come on me.
Come. You got doggone it, come on me.
Now, I know that the guy who hosts the after show for The Walking Dead probably seems like he controls all of the how the network is run. But it is not.
When are you bringing back Mad Men, Chris?
Oh, Jonah,
doesn't
I told you next year.
Does it stand for American movie Chris Hardwick's?
Yes. Initially.
Well, initially.
Yep.
Forget it.
It's the All My Children network.
Oh, I love All My Children.
Is that still on?
I don't know.
Most of them are going away, right?
Yeah, it costs a lot of money to make those, and not a lot of people are watching.
People don't watch soap operas anymore when they can watch real-life soap operas like Honey Boo Boo and
new Ricky Lake program.
Fingering Bigfoot.
God damn.
I interviewed the Finding Bigfoot guy on the on Attack yesterday.
Which one? Cliff or Bobo?
Cliff.
Cliff is a nice guy.
Cliff seems like a super great guy, but it was a satellite interview, so, you know, those are a little bit of a pain in the ass. But it was just fascinating to talk to him. He so clearly believes... that there is a Sasquatch out there. In fact, I asked him how many there would be out there, and he's like, well, we can't really tell, but I would put it in the neighborhood of 3,000 to 10,000.
Yeah.
Wait,
3,000 to 10,000.
Oh, I thought you meant like, it's anywhere between 3 of them and 10,000 of them. He thinks there's 3 to 10,000 and we haven't found one?
Right. Did you see the news that came out the other day about the hair follicles that they finally got back some evidence on, the DNA?
Mm.
And it's like it's not a different strain.
Of human?
It's like it's got some stuff in common with human.
Yeah.
But it's also like a weird DNA sequence.
Hmm.
So.
It's just so weird that there's been nothing.
No bones.
And that's the thing. It's
no
like.
No bones.
No light.
It.
No yeah. motor car.
No. Not a single luxury.
Mike Robinson Crusoe.
As primitive as can be.
Yep.
I was talking with Bobcat Goldthwait last night at your birthday. And he
really
just got done shooting.
You really kind of did.
Yeah, it really was a lot of fun. I was telling myself, I'm going to go for like one drink, say hi to Chris, maybe do some bowling. And then it just immediately just became a blast.
It was fun.
See you next year.
Maybe.
I won't microwave anything.
No more birthdays. Is that what you said at the end of the party? No more birthdays.
NMB. It's the new YOLO. NMB, no more birthdays.
But Bobcat just finished up doing a Sasquatch movie.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I would like to see it.
Like a documentary or a movie?
A movie. Like a comedy horror thing. And I love his movies.
There's apparently a very bad one on Netflix right now that stars Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As Sasquatch?
And Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
But you know, Bobcat's last movie is on Netflix and watch. God Bless America. Yep. So fucking good.
He's a good guy.
He is.
Love that guy.
He directed your pilot.
He did direct the pilot, yes.
Yes.
Which I think I have a cut of waiting to watch.
Oh, fun.
It is fun. I don't really know what notes I'm going to give. All right. Let's move it along.
Yeah.
Could we give me more hair? That's what I would say.
Would you say, like, could we give me...
Here's a thought.
More hair.
Could we possibly...
I suppose... 200 or 300 would be the most.
You could really see just one.
Oh, 2 for dinner?
Yes.
I had a stroke.
Well, Mrs. Ricardo. Good place to end.
Guys, we have so much fun here on the Nerdist Podcast.
What,
you
I don't like you in host mode.
I just left host mode to come to this fucking thing.
Matthew was host to many parasites in his stomach last night.
You don't even want... Oh, God. If there was a tapeworm in there...
Ooh, I remember when I was a kid, I was like, oh, stoked. Tapeworm, give it to me.
Yeah. You can order them online.
I don't
like a fennec fox?
Yeah, probably like it, except you don't need a license.
Okay.
You know, I've thought about it.
There's other small animals. Like, you can't own a hedgehog in California, but you can in Arizona.
Ron Jeremy?
What?
Ron Jeremy?
Does he own one?
No, he's called the hedgehog.
He is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he looks like a hedgehog.
We should get you on David
with
Old
a
porn.
Giant dick.
Hedgehogs have huge penises.
Well, there you go.
So we just
you can't own a hedgehog. You can't own a ferret in California.
Nope.
There's a very funny ferret video.
You can't own Samantha Fox.
Volume 6 of the Found Footage Festival. That is
nice.
You
marmot.
Should get that DVD, everybody.
Which one? Found Footage Festival.
Volume 6 is available on their website, foundfootagefest.com.
Yeah, that stuff is good. I love all that. Like everything is terrible. Rob Schraub just did at Cinefamily. Which Cinefamily pretty soon is going to be doing their big like marathon, like their fundraising marathon
for the
year.
Oh, sweet.
Cinefamily.org.
I'm getting the 4 a.m. slot if you guys want to try and do some crazy shit.
Like,
okay. What day of the week is it?
I don't know.
Is it over the Christmas break? Or
I think so. I think you'll be.
I'll be here.
Yeah. But
I think I'll be gone.
I'll be unemployed by then.
Well, I think it's 3 weeks out or something like that.
Listen, I got a week off.
But yeah, he asked, would you like want to do anything for it? Cinefamily is a great place, and I love being able to help it out, support it. Cinefamily.org to see their list of stuff going on. It's fucking incredible.
If you live in LA,
if you live in LA,
look at the website and wish.
But
you
it's they do so many incredible things. That's where they did the Joel Hodgson retrospective.
Yeah.
Thing that was.
That's
incredible.
Where I saw that. That's where I saw the Jim Henson.
That's right. Yes.
The archives.
Exactly. Oh yeah.
And just recently, like Rob Schraub showed like a bunch of found crap with Dan Harmon, and then we all watched this movie called Get Even. But in the title sequence, they just kind of put the words together, so everyone just kept on calling it Get Even. and it's this guy, in L.A. who's like an attorney for hire, who funded, wrote, starred, and directed his own tough action movie. And it's one of those things where it's like, it's so fucking bad, but you just can't stop watching it.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. But like, you know, Hadrian, the guy who runs the theater, is an awesome dude. He's like, hey,
movie interruptions are there too.
Movie interruptions. Greg Proops does a little movie thing there. He showed Return of the Living Dead there recently. Wayne Fetterman did a whole series of things. Where, I remember I went, he showed with Gary Shandling, he showed The King of Comedy. It's like just amazing stuff all the time.
They'll do things like, oh, it's the obscure Bill Murray Film Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the night after we did the Mel Brooks podcast at the Beverly, New Beverly.
Yes.
They screened
the comic.
The comic with Carl Reiner.
There.
And Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. There, I had no idea that was happening.
I didn't know about it until I walked past the
mock. I saw it on.
I was like, what?
I saw it on Bobcat's Instagram. I was like, what the fuck? Fuck. That would have been incredible.
I was so mad I missed that.
The Dick Van Dyke show was a fucking great show.
I, yeah. Honest to God, grew up on the Dick Van Dyke show.
Me too. Dick Van Dyke show and the Honeymooners and Lucy. When they were in heavy reruns in the afternoon, I would watch them after. I would watch cartoons and then watch the old sitcom. They were genuinely funny, like not edgy sexually, but just like edgy. Like the joke, it was funny. The shows were fucking funny.
Oh my God.
It's funny to me that there was a show. You know, now like a lot of times if you were to pitch a show about the entertainment business, sometimes I'd be like, ah, it's too inside baseball. But the Dick Van Dyke show was about him being a TV comedy TV writer. Yeah.
It was Carl Reiner's story. And like,
well,
Reiner
he was the star up, of it.
Carl
in
Reiner
the first...
ended up taking over and doing like the Sid Caesar role of that show.
Yeah.
It was like your show of shows. And fucking Rosemary was great. And Maury Amsterdam. Fantastic. And Mary Tyler Moore was quite a looker. She's 23 in that, by the way.
I know. She's so cute.
She's
23
years old in that.
Oh my God.
So cute.
That hurts me.
Yeah, it hurts me too. Hurts she had some pointy boobies. It was great.
Everyone had pointy boobies.
When I was a kid, I was like, pointy boobies.
Yeah. Wow, we've evolved. Like that's when you figured out evolution.
You're like, from
well,
the
we don't
50s.
Have pointy boobs anymore.
Nice cone
tits.
Yeah,
that's what made me move away from the Catholic Church.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my sketch. Cone tits. What was that?
Yeah.
They're aliens, but they.
Listening.
Their tits are cones.
Jack and John, what are you going to say about cone tits?
Pointy.
What's the pointy?
Pointing me in the wrong direction.
Pointing me in the one direction.
In
the band.
One, into One Direction, the band. Do you feel like you have to reference them every other hostful now?
I love One Dimension. I mean, One Direction. Actually, I couldn't even tell you one Direction song.
Nah,
on Who Charted, they played the top five songs right now.
Yeah.
I'm clearly old because they all fucking sound exactly the same to me.
They're all just like pop.
Just like,
well, that's how it is always, I think. Whenever you hear the top five songs, I think any decade you pull a top five song from, they're all gonna sound kind of similar.
Yeah. Like in the 50s it'd just be like shoot, shoop
a doop. Yeah. In the 60s, like, you know, 1967 it'd be kind of psychedelic, everything's kinda like that. 1974 is like disco.
Yeah. Or Zeppelin.
You know, like, you know, 82, 83, it's gonna be like new wavy.
Thanks for a trip down music memory lane.
Hair metal.
You should be on Jonah Radio.
I don't think they'd have me.
Why not?
Because it's a lot of Tuesday nighting.
Yeah, that's what we have to.
And
so sometimes it's Monday night.
Matt, my radio.
You don't have to drink.
Oh, I'd want to, though.
Okay.
I don't drink if I have something
to do. What about when you're done?
Yeah!
All right. Chris is going to be on an episode.
Skyfall, enjoy your burrito.
I love. That song. And I would like to ask Adele to record a version just for me.
All right, Matt. Whatever you want.
Thank you. All right. You would kill a very, very good James Bond song.
It's the best one.
Lie. I don't know if it's the best.
Here, play a little bit
it's
of yours.
Certainly up there. Well, let me. I mean, that starts off so. That's a much crazier, wacky.
I'm sky falling asleep. Let sky
fall. Be seeing you. You're okay. This one's real fucking ugly.
Wait, what are you playing, Jonah? What does Jonah think?
This is your last chance. What do you say, kid?
Why don't you go home and fuck your mother some more?
Hey, what are we done?
You're just
playing
movie quotes.
Janet, what's the matter?
You must chest hair.
Questions?
Yeah. I got a question.
Does Barry Manilow know that
we should be DJs?
I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelled of elderberry.
Guys, I just want to take a moment.
Furthermore, you can all go fuck yourselves.
I just want to take a moment to say that finally, in almost 3 years, we have achieved morning radio zoo status.
Hooga, hooga.
Hey. It's all uphill from
music.
Here,
folks. Movie quotes, sound effects.
We really did it. But you know what's crazy? We have to move in this direction. I was listening to K-Rock yesterday, and the dude fucking referenced Doctor Who.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, no, it's Cyber Monday, not Cybermen. Oh, I'm sorry, I got the doctor on the phone. No, didn't you get
You're
rid of
them?
No,
nope,
that
real
is a
thing?
Fucking God's honest truth.
What a terrible bit.
Cyber Monday, not Cybermen. Sorry, I got the doctor on the phone. He's confused.
Hey, does this suit make me look fat?
No. Your face does.
Oh,
this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Whoa.
Oh, that's from the classic Ladybugs.
Do I ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
Oh,
I'm wearing
so
a hat.
That's the ump.
I know.
It's in League of Their Own, everybody.
Well, I look forward to people singling out. Yes, I'm going to use that term now. I didn't use it for a long time to refer to other things other than the show. Because I didn't want people to think.
Did you see the news article someone tweeted at us? Some magazine you did in the
90s? Oh, yeah. He's posted
that before.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah. Let me just say, your hair looked good.
You're obsessed with that haircut.
It is a fucking good haircut.
It's hair drapes.
Sad.
That is the male
Find
version.
Find someone with your type
that
of hair.
That is the male version of the Rachel.
I look forward to people picking 2 to 3 things, 7 seconds of the podcast, and then focusing in on
but
that.
But guess
and
what?
Making the whole
guess
show
what? We're not going to respond to it. We're not going to bring it up on the next episode.
Why?
Beyonce.
YOLO.
No. No, Beyonce.
Because Beyonce.
I am Beyonce.
Someone made a Keep Calm and Carry On version of that. Beyonce. I am Beyonce.
Oh, they did? That's awesome.
Yeah, it would have been awesome if they weren't doing that shit all the time now. There's so many Keep Calm.
It'd be awesome if we just started making shirts and making so much money.
Oh, God.
Dude, we going to so roll bank. In the dough, don't
we? We make a lot of money,
the
Grant.
Thieves store is opening this week, so buy a t-shirt, kids.
Ooh.
Just your kids.
Just for kids. Yeah, it's just kid sizes.
Yeah. Just for kids, hair color. Progeria.
Don't be a Jonah rapist. Team Matt.
Stop it!
What?
God damn it. I don't have time to cut those out.
That's the beauty of it.
I am too busy.
Oh my God. Boyd Vico, our friend, was telling me about there's outtakes from The Frighteners where when Michael J. Fox is yelling, like he keeps on going, no, Doc! Oh, fuck! And there's like, he can't, he says Doc after he screams sometimes.
What year is that? Oh, yeah, because it's Zemeckis, so probably in his head, he just fucking sees Zemeckis and he's yelling and he's going to yell Doc.
I'm sorry, you were wrapping it up, but I just remember that. And do you know what that is? Are you pulling it up?
I'm going to cut way out before this part.
Oh, you are? Probably. All right, I want all you Jonah regulators to mount up.
Jonah Reagan's.
Hey,
Jonah Reaganomics.
All right, fine. I'll take it. Don't be a Matt My Rapist. Does that work?
Please.
No, actually, that's Matt My Wrong.
Yeah.
2 Matt My Wrongs don't make a Matt My Right.
Nothing.
Am I right?
Am I right? Please direct all of your
love
negative commentary to
at
Matt
Myra.
On the Twitter.
And I will just go ahead and CC Nerdist
on
that.
Please don't. I'm out of it.
RTCC.
I am out of it. I'm out of it.
Oh, God.
Enjoy your burrito.
You gotta enjoy, you gotta enjoy, you gotta your burrito.
Welcome to your burrito. Hope you enjoy it.
This week, the Nerdist podcast was fine until I don't know what. They went off the rails in the last 15 minutes. What a waste of my time. What a waste of my time.
This is Chris talking to us.
Oh my God, you guys.
Chris, we're still recording.
Shit. I'm sorry I gave the trolls any manner. I get many mind this week, you guys. I apologize for complaining about the trolls. I take it back.
That's true.
Okay, I'm just gonna randomly select a song. I don't know what it is.
My random selection is some guys have a lot of love.
Oh.
God, this show really went off the rails.
I am officially canceling us.
Finally! Severance pay! What? Why are we holding on?
You'll get severance nothing and like it!
Oh, you sound just like G4.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.